All right, we're having a few technical difficulties here. I'm going to go ahead and probably kick things off again. I apologize for that. If we could have everyone please mute their phones, that would be great. We hear a lot of background noise here.
So just to recap, I'm assuming you can all hear me now. Again, on behalf of Aman and everyone here and our field COs, we do appreciate this opportunity and your engagement. We know how and very important this is to each of you and to industry at large. I was highlighting the changes we've made since our last call. The three primary improvements is that we did add a changes column for new and updated activities. We did create a smaller and more accurate total estimated cost range. And thirdly, we provided a column for the solicitation number when it becomes available for the specific activities. We do ask you to bear in mind that these changes were just made at the end of the second quarter reporting period, so it usually does take us a quarter to have these highlighted to our contracting officers here in Washington and the field and to ensure better traction in upcoming updates to the forecast. We'd also like to note that we've added alerts to the business forecast, so when changes are made, you can be notified. We've redone and revamped our business forecast webpage to now include frequently asked questions, and we will continue to share your thoughts and ideas through these sessions as well as others on how we can continue to improve the quality and responsiveness of the forecast.
Thank you, Mark. Just want to send a couple of reminders out to folks on the call. Like I mentioned earlier, we have over 500 people on the call, so please mute your line if you're not talking. If you have questions during the call, you can email us at ombudsman@usaid.gov. With that, I want to turn it over to Mauricio Vieira, who's our director of our Office of Small Disadvantaged Business Utilization office here at USAID. Thank you.
Thank you, Matt, and good afternoon to all of our partners out there. Hopefully there's a lot of U.S. small businesses out there, and we are really excited about having another call on the business forecast, and we thank our MOAA colleagues for hosting this. Your continued focus on improving transparency is something that we very much appreciate and know that our partners really value greatly, so we highly encourage you to continue these efforts. Most of you know what the focus is in my office. And that, of course, is to make sure that we are providing the small businesses opportunities to compete. And you can rest assured that we are constantly advocating for small business and other socioeconomic set-asides. I really don't want to take up a lot of time. I know there's a ton of questions. So, again, thank you for hosting, and I look forward to addressing some of your questions today.
Thank you, Mauricio. Want to dive into the questions that we've got here. Want to say thank you to everyone that submitted questions to us in advance of the call. We received about 220 questions, so it's been fun trying to sort through all the questions and try and get answers to everyone. We're going to try and answer as many questions as we can over the next 40 minutes, 50 minutes or so. But I also want to let you know that we will be posting the responses to all the questions you guys submitted to us in advance, hopefully within the next day or two on our business forecast webpage. So with that, I want to kind of break down the questions in a couple different areas, first starting with just some general questions we received about the business forecast. I know it's new to some folks. Others have been looking at it for quite a while. So I want to start off some general questions and then go to some Washington-specific questions, the Washington forecast, and then move to the mission forecast and answer some of those questions. So with that, I want to kind of start with the general questions. And one of the first questions I want to ask to Mark is, can you tell us a little bit about how the business forecast is created?
As some of you may know, this is our third year of running the worldwide business forecast. For the first 2 years, we were actually just using Google spreadsheets on an annual call out at the beginning of each fiscal year and then requesting quarterly updates. Given the greater need for accuracy, the prominence of the business forecast, and the long-term need for it, we had a database created last year working with our CIO office in the M Bureau to make it a permanent part of our systems We hope in the future that as all of our systems will become more integrated and continue to improve both in capacity and quality. So at the beginning of each fiscal year, we make the call out. We ask for quarterly updates. The technical program side of the house, as well as the contracting officers, are all involved in the forecast and the updating of the information. In addition, when we make the quarterly calls, we do try to do a review both here in Washington and in the field on the updated information. Obviously, in Washington, that is quite a bit easier to try to do those scrubs and reviews, and it's a challenge in regard to the, given the number of missions, to try to do the in-depth quality review on each occasion. But we are committed to that, and we appreciate these type of outreaches that further enhance the need for improving the system and looking forward to continued use.
Thank you, Mark. One of the questions and concerns, Mark, that we hear regularly from partners is just the reliability and accuracy of the business forecast. How can partners be sure that the information on the forecast actually is reliable and accurate?
Well, first, I want to assure you we are taking a number of steps. Obviously, as Matt noted, with 220 questions coming in in regard to the open calls, we know that there is a lot of work to do in regarding to ensuring the accuracy of the forecast, especially in our ability to continually update on a quarterly basis and make sure those updates are being undertaken with the due diligence needed. So these quarterly calls are really, outreach calls with the partner community are instrumental in trying to enhance and improve the quality. I can assure you we are trying to work with our agreement and contracting officers here in Washington and around the world to improve the quality. Aman just sent out a notice this morning to COs here and around the world that we're going to do an immediate update to the forecast over the next week, given the different questions that came in on accuracy and trying to improve our efforts in that regard. So we are trying by the end of next week to have an updated forecast come out both for Washington and the field with significantly enhanced quality. With that, I just wanted to, Aman has been able to join us now, and I want to thank and recognize him for his leadership in regard to these outreach efforts with industry as well as the commitment to the business forecast. I can assure you, Ahmad, in his weekly meetings and his biweekly meetings, the topics are continually raised, and we are called to address them and to respond.
Mark, thank you so much. I just want to say hi to everyone. I apologize. There was a slight situation that arose, and I had to take care of it. But I'm back, and I will be weighing in as we move on through the agenda today. So thank you very much. It's nice to see the team here, all of you, Mauricio, Kimberly, Mandy, Chris Frost, Diane, everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Aman. Mark, I just had one follow-up question to you just related to the reliability and accuracy. I think a lot of folks noticed in the most recent forecast there were a lot of inaccurate dates. A lot of dates had already passed and no solicitations mid-issue. Can you speak to that maybe just a little bit?
Well, first, we do recognize that there were, just to be honest, an inordinate degree of inaccuracies, especially in regard to the date fields. It's an ongoing process. A number of people traditionally wait till a quarterly update to try to make corrections. But we are trying to take a variety of steps, including we're working on trying to add an update field date that gets populated in the forecast. So We understand the issue that's being raised by you and your colleagues, and we are definitely committed to improving the quality and accuracy on a regular, updated basis.
Thank you, Mark. And I just want to reiterate one thing that Mark said, actually, in answer to the last question. I think we realized the number of inaccuracies that were in the latest forecast. And like Mark mentioned, Aman actually sent a note out this morning to the entire contracting office agreement officers out in all of the missions and in Washington, D.C., basically giving them a 5-day period to update their business forecast information. And we are aiming to publish a new business forecast that actually corrects all of this information, hopefully within a week or so. We are sorry about the number of errors and mistakes, and we're going to take a number of actions to correct that. I want to turn over to Mauricio real quick. Can you explain maybe the role that your office plays in the creation of the business forecast?
Sure. And before I do so, but I'd like to recognize and thank Aman Jahanbani for your leadership in this area, because at least during my tenure here, I've never seen the level of transparency that
great,
you brought
that's great
to the table,
to
and I think it's wonderful. And I read the note that went out earlier today, and I think it's right on. I mean, it really is, because we really, we commend you for your efforts.
Thank you
area.
Very much, Mauricio.
So as far as my office, you know, of course, the MBUR's Office of Acquisition and Assistance has the primary responsibility for managing and issuing the agency's forecast. Our office, OSDBU, reviews the document before it's issued and collaborates on changes or any updates to its format. In some instances, OSDBU may have the opportunity to address the description of the requirements to ensure that the small business community has enough information to determine if they wish to pursue the requirement of prime or sub.
Thank you. I think just a follow-on question to that. I think a lot of small businesses have noticed that on the mission forecast, there is almost no small business set-asides. On the Washington side, it seems to be better about including small business set-asides. Can you talk to Littles about that?
Sure. And we get this question frequently. I just want to reassure everyone that the fact that it doesn't say small business, particularly on the mission part of the forecast, does not mean that it's not going to be a set-aside. What happens in many cases, the acquisitions may be in the early stages, and the missions may have not decided whether a solicitation will be issued as a small business set-aside or full and open. We would encourage you, if you see a requirement that could be performed by a small business, we encourage you to contact the missions contracting officer directly and forward a copy of your correspondence to our office, and that's we have a mailbox for this purpose, and that's osdbu@usaid.gov.
Perfect. Thank you. I want to turn back to Aman. I think another question that we get asked regularly from folks is, why are planned actions removed from the business forecast? Can you maybe talk to us a little bit about why actions are removed from the forecast?
Sure. Thank you very much, Matt. There are a number of different reasons why opportunities are removed. In some cases, opportunities are removed because AID is no longer planning on implementing them. That's one of the common reasons. In other cases, opportunities are removed because there are no longer funds available to implement the activity. Other times, opportunities are removed because USAID cannot verify the accuracy of the information. Often during the design phase, scopes of work, implementing mechanisms, program objectives, et cetera, they all might change. When major changes happen, the design of an activity starts all over again. Please, if you have any questions about specific solicitations and why they were removed, we recommend reaching out to the point of contact listed on the forecast with a copy to ombudsman@usaid.gov.
Thank you. And I want to actually just add one thing. As Aman was talking, I was thinking one of the things that we don't currently do is post old versions of the business forecast. And we decided that that's something actually we're going to start doing when we publish the updated version in a week or so. We're actually going to create a page that's going to have historical business forecasts posted online so that you guys can actually go back and see how things have changed between different periods on the business forecast, just to make it a little bit easier. So if a solicitation were to go missing off the forecast, you still have access to the historical version. You can identify who the point of contact that was listed there. Mon, another question for you. A lot of partners have mentioned they've been reaching out to the point of contacts listed in the business forecast, but they've had mixed results getting responses back. What do you recommend they do?
So this is a serious issue, because if we put a point of contact and there's no way to reach that person, I think it's very demoralizing. No, I appreciate being made aware of this issue. We're regularly communicating with the field about the importance of answering questions. And we're continually stressing the importance of responding to partner questions. One of the reasons why we started conducting these calls is to help the field in many ways in answering questions when a new forecast is released. If you have a question that is not being answered by this call, then we recommend reaching out to the points of contact listed on the forecast. And if you're not getting response back to the points of contact listed, please email ombudsman@usaid.gov. Diane, you're going to be a very busy lady, as if you're not already. The NGC Ombudsman and our communications team will assist in getting responses for you. And if I just may add one thing, if you don't get any responses, please feel free, for the last try at least, is to contact me directly, and I will make sure that you get a response.
Thank you. Yeah. I want to turn back over to Mauricio real quick. I think a lot of folks noticed on the last forecast there's a number of items that small businesses have the capabilities and skills to implement. What's the best way of them notifying USAID of small business capabilities to implement these activities?
Sure. And, you know, as I mentioned briefly before, I think the best way to notify USAID of the small business capabilities to implement the activities is to contact the mission's contracting officer directly, or the point of contact that's on that activity. And please make sure that you provide the mission with your capabilities and your knowledge of other small businesses who are capable of implementing these activities. And I also encourage you to copy OSDBU on any requests for missions to consider an activity for a small business set aside. Sometimes we can assist with that part of it, so we encourage you to contact us directly.
Thank you. Mark, another question for you. Can you clarify our USAID's practice on including IDIQs, IQCs, task orders, leaders with associates, and all the different mechanisms? What mechanisms actually are supposed to go in the business forecast? What things don't go in the business forecast? Can you help clarify that for our folks?
Yes, all competitive actions, either competitive IDIQs, competitive LWAs, or competitive set-asides, would be going on the business forecast. However, we do not put on the forecast associate awards under LWAs or task orders under our IDIQs. We would believe that industry would just find that confusing. The organizations that hold the global IDIQs or the LWAs know who they are, and in the multi-award awards scenario, know when they're being reached out to for task order competitions. It is our intent as far as GSA, though, that we will put on competitive GSA task orders on the schedule. There may be some inconsistency there, and we'll start checking further on that. But given that on the GSA side, even though we go out to three or et cetera, we know that other organizations through the GSA process have the opportunity to submit on an activity under GSA.
Thank you, Mark. Another question for you. Obviously, there's a lot of missions that are missing from the business forecast. I know you kind of manage the Washington side of things, don't necessarily manage the mission side of things, but I think one of our partners counted that there was around 50 missions included on the mission forecast, and obviously we have over 80 missions at USAID. Can you talk a little bit about why missions may be missing and sort of what we do to ensure that we actually have all of the missions on the forecast?
Sure. I can assure you that Sunil Zaver, my counterpart here, the Deputy on Foreign Operations here in Washington, does also reach out to missions in regard to the business forecast. Obviously, it's a much heavier lift given the magnitude of the missions, the different transactions going on, and the whole host of individuals that needed to be contacted for validating or providing information. Some missions are out there that may not have a particular activity coming up in a particular fiscal year, given the cycle they're on. A number of missions in the CDS process and the design process are typically designing more programs concurrently, so you might have cycles going on in 1 or 2 years where a new major activity is not being competed that would relate to the forecast. Obviously, missions also use existing instruments, the IDIQs and the LWAs. We will, again, commit to, in the quarterly updates as well as the annual calls and the reach out to missions to make sure we are ensuring the accuracy of any missions that are not on the forecast, that is reliable information versus an oversight. So we will follow up on that as well.
Thank you, Mark. I want to turn over now to just some more specific questions specifically related to the Washington side of the forecast. So most of these questions are going to be for you, Mark. One of the comments that came back is folks noticed there weren't many global health activities listed on the forecast this time around. I think everyone knows global health is one of our biggest programs, or is our biggest program at the agency. Was that correct, or can you talk to a little bit about why global health information was missing?
Yeah, there are a few actions and further checking with my colleagues here in global health that need to be added, and we will ensure that they are added in this next weekly update. Some of the confusion might be, well, we have a global health bureau that supports activities. There's also grand challenges in the health arena that are supported by another division. So we'll be making sure that all of the global health activities are routinely captured. By and large, they are, but there are a few that have been identified that were not part of the more recent updates.
Thank you. And related to that, somebody asked a question specifically about the Office of Population and opportunities on the forecast. Do you know, are there any upcoming opportunities specifically related to that office?
Yes. It's my understanding that one or two of those three or four actions or five actions that are missing relate to the Office of Population and Global Health. So that should also be corrected in the update.
Perfect. Thank you. Next question is specifically related to DACHA Bureau. Is it anticipated that DACHA Bureau regional and local support for elections and political transitions opportunity will be a single or multiple award? And then do you have an updated solicitation date for that?
Yes. So the regional and local support one for DACHA in regard to elections and political transactions will be a multiple award scenario. There is a separate one that's a global instrument for elections and political transactions, so please don't get them confused. The global one is envisioned for a single award, but the regional and local support one is geared for multiple awards. On the regional and local one, we are estimating a release date close to the end of the third quarter here in FY15.
Thank you. The next question is related to the E3 Bureau. Can you inform us of the status of the procurement for construction management services, which was the subject of a sources sought notice back in April? Will an RFP be issued? Is USAID's intention to reserve this contract for small businesses, or will large businesses be allowed to compete?
Yes. We are still working on the development of the solicitation and the evaluation process and so forth. Related to that particular RFP, as many of you may know, this is really our first global construction. We had previously a global A&E worldwide instrument, but we've not undertaken a global construction one before. So we are working with our engineers in the E3 office in trying to enhance the scope, the criteria, and so forth. We are envisioning that it'll get released sometime in the fourth quarter. Currently, it's projected near the end of the fourth quarter, but we're working on the pulse and timeline associated with that construction one. Final decision on the large and small business issues, still has to go through the approval process, but at this time, we're envisioning that both small and large capabilities exist in this sector and would likely be participating.
Thank you. Next question is related to the Legislative and Public Affairs Bureau. On the business forecast, there's three opportunities that are listed. Would USAID consider procuring any of these as small business set-asides, given there are a number of small businesses that could perform these services?
And there may be some confusing on the legislative and public affairs ones that need to get clarified. There was one that was just issued. It was renamed Technical and Specialized Public Affairs Assistance. It's being pursued under a GSA schedule, and it's considered a multiple BPA that's being undertaken. It is out, and my understanding, it is on the forecast as well. There are several small business holders that are envisioned to be in the award pool, and there may also be a large business in the award pool as well. But it is a multiple BPA where we're expecting all and large, but predominant awardees to be small business.
Thank you. I'm going to ask just one last Washington question and move over to a mission question, so I know we have a lot of mission questions. Specifically related to the LAC Bureau, is the new higher education activity listed in the Washington forecast the same opportunity as the one recently released Regional Workforce Development Program?
The solicitation for higher ed activity within LAC is the RFA OAA 15-00011, and an amendment to that solicitation has been issued as well. It's posted on grants.gov as of May 20th, and the closing date has been extended to June 17th. So definitely see the business forecast for that related activity and the solicitation currently issued and its terms.
Perfect. Thank you. I just want to make a note that I know we have other questions that folks have submitted on the Washington forecast. If we have time in this call, we'll try and go back and to answer some of those questions. If we can't get to those questions, we'll post, like I mentioned earlier on the call, we'll be posting them online on our website. I want to turn over to the mission side of things. We have with us Mandy, who's a Foreign Service Contracting Officer, who's based out of here in Washington. She's going to help us kind of go through some of the mission-specific questions. The first question I have for you, Mandy, is related to Afghanistan. The RADA Peace Award has been lingering on the forecast with basically the same information for months. Do you have any update for this particular procurement?
Yes, it has a projected release date of early August and an anticipated award date of February 2016.
Great, thank you. Moving over to Bangladesh, the new adolescent reproductive health program is listed on the forecast. Does USAID anticipate this activity will be restricted to local applicants only?
It is anticipated that action will be a full and open competition.
Great. Thank you. For Barbados, the at-risk youth program was originally scheduled to be released on 3/31/2015. Do you have any updated time frame for the release of this solicitation? Also, do we have the instrument type, whether this will be assistance or acquisition?
The mission opted to remove the program requirement until the project design process is completed. This action had been listed for a long time, and there's no clear indication of when the solicitation will come out. Once details for this activity become more solidified, USAID will add it back onto the forecast, but the instrument type has not been determined yet as to whether or not it's going to be in a cooperative agreement, grant, or a contract.
Okay. Related to Cambodia, the mission has announced two new malaria projects, one health commodity social marketing project. There's a number of women-owned small businesses that can provide these services. Would the mission consider a women-owned small business set-aside, or would the mission accept a sources-sought application?
Sometime in the next few weeks, the mission will release a draft statement of work for the new malaria project through an RFI. We encourage the five women-owned businesses to submit comments in response to the RFI.
Great. Related to Colombia, there's the Connecting Producers to Market was originally scheduled to be released on 3/2/2015. Do we have an updated time frame for the release of this solicitation?
Due to delays in developing the project's design, we are anticipating a new solicitation date to be FY15, so September 15th. The award type is still TBD.
Great, thank you. Related to the Democratic Republic of Congo, the forecast has previously shown a rule of law activity, which is now no longer on the forecast. Can you provide any information on this opportunity, whether it be now released as a IQC?
The information released on the business forecast was included for the benefit of industry, as the award was still in the design process when it was identified on the forecast. Since that time, a determination of instrument type was submitted and approved by the agreement officer to proceed with a planned assistance instrument for this activity. So we plan on doing an associate award under an LWA for this activity, or it has been awarded.
Yeah, perfect. I think maybe it's one important thing to note that oftentimes when we're posting things on the business forecast, we haven't decided the mechanism that it's going to be actually implemented under. So these things may appear on the business forecast, and then turns out it gets issued under a task order or under another mechanism. So I think it's just an important thing to note. Related to El Salvador, the latest forecast shows a transparency, civic education, and corruption procurement with release date of June 2015. Can you confirm that this is accurate, and can you also indicate whether this will be released as a contract or cooperative agreement, and as well as the anticipated period of performance?
So we anticipate that it's going to be a period of performance of 5 years. It's going to be a contract, and it's still scheduled to be released by the end of June this year.
Great. So see that coming out soon, hopefully. For Ghana, there is an entry on there called the Northern Ghana Governance. What's the difference between this activity and the Resilience in Northern Ghana, or RING, activity, which started in 2014?
Okay. The Resiliency in Northern Ghana, RING, activity, which began in 2014, is an integrated project and partnership effort under USAID's Feed the Future initiative, and it's designed to contribute to the Government of Ghana's efforts to sustainably reduce poverty and improve nutritional status of vulnerable populations. The entry labeled Northern Ghana Governance, that activity is intended to accelerate governance improvements and manage conflict in support of enhanced agricultural development in Ghana's northern, upper east, and upper west regions.
Great, thank you. The USAID Guatemala mission released an RFI for Citizens for Health Communities project, which responded to submitted no later than March 5th. Do we have an estimated release date of the final solicitation document?
The RFI caused the mission to take a second look based on questions that were submitted in the RFI, and based on those questions, it was revised into a health program. So they are now calling it the community-led development project. However, it could possibly change again, and we are anticipating that this solicitation will be issued no later than July.
Great, thank you. For Indonesia, the Eastern Indonesia Project for Gender-Based Violence, does USAID anticipate this opportunity to be restricted to local applicants only? Can USAID provide an award description?
The RFA will be based on full and open competition and projected to be released July the 23rd of 2015, so the end of July. The resultant award is anticipated to be a cooperative agreement that is in response to high levels of violence against women and obstacles to promoting and protecting women's rights in eastern Indonesia. The program is consistent with USAID Indonesia's Country Development Cooperation Strategy, CDCS, and the recommendations of the 2012 USAID PAPA Strategic Assessment.
Thank you. Want to move on to Kenya now. Can you confirm that the social protection activity appearing on the forecast is no longer planned, as it's been dropped? It was in the second quarter forecast, but it's been dropped from this particular forecast.
The social protection activity was removed from the business forecast and is no longer planned at this point.
Okay. The Mozambique mission had an education activity on the forecast. Can you give us a description of what that activity is?
USAID's Mozambique Education Initiative, referred to as the Latura Project, will support the mission CDCS number 3, Improved Education and Training, and will address the mission's immediate result 3.1, Improved Reading Outcomes for Students in Early Grades. The goal of this project is threefold. More students will receive quality reading instruction, There will be improved capacity of the Government of Mozambique institutions to support early grade reading and strengthen civil society engagement in early grade reading. Activities under this project will be procured through a competitive process during the during calendar years 2015 and 2016.
Great, thank you. Does U.S. City Nicaragua have any new business opportunities that they're planning to add to the forecast?
No. For now, they are only funding current activities.
Okay. And for Pakistan, can you give us any updates on the anticipated solicitation release dates for the Pakistan Small and Medium Enterprise Activity, as the anticipated solicitation date is listed as 5/31/2015?
The anticipated solicitation release date for this activity is June 30th of this year, and in the anticipated award date is February 26, 2016.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you. I just want to make a clarifying note. I know, as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of dates that are incorrect. And when we issue the updated forecast in about a week, we'll have a lot of these updated dates in that updated forecast. So moving on to Uganda, the expanding access to long-term family planning methods, is that a follow-on to an existing project? And do you have an anticipated solicitation release date? And how much private sector will be involved in this project?
The new long-term family planning activity will be a follow-on to the current award with MSI. It is scheduled for award in summer 2016, and its focus will primarily be on long-term and permanent methods with a significant private sector involvement, just as it was under its predecessor.
Perfect. Thank you. I've got a little bit of time left, and looking at some of the questions that have come in, I think one of the questions that came in was specifically related to contacting points of contact on the mission forecast and not being able to find those individuals in the staff directory. We were actually just made aware of this issue that for security purposes, the CIO's office went through and actually removed all mission personnel from the agency staff directory. So we're actually working with folks to try and figure out how to get an email address either included in the business forecast or have mission personnel added back into the staff directory so that you guys actually have can find an email address for the points of contact that are listed. In the meantime, there's a couple of things you can do. The agency has a main hotline or line. You can email just it's open@usaid.gov to get contact information for mission staff. If that doesn't work, if you're not getting responses that way, you can also email us at ombudsman@usaid.gov, and we can help provide that information or get that information to the field points of contacts. Just with a little bit of time left, I want to maybe move over and just ask a couple other questions on the Washington side of the forecast. One of the questions, Mark, that actually came in from a number of folks is related to the Active Communities Effective States Program, the Global Award for Governance, Accountable Governance Program. Those two seem to be identical, so what's the difference? In addition, are either of these opportunities related to the Democratic Responsive and Accountable Governance, or DRAGON, RFI that was released back in July of last year?
Sure, Matt. DRAGON actually has been renamed to the ACES, the Active Communities and Effective States. ACES and the Global Award for Accountable Governance Program are actually one in the same, so only ACES should be listed. We'll make sure that the next update removes other references, but ACES is the one that represents what was previously entitled as DRAGON and what is also showing up as the Global Award for Accountable Governance.
Thank you, Mark. Another DACHA-related question. Can you provide us any updates on the Global Health Rights Leader with Associates? Is it meant to replace the existing HR LWA with Freedom House that appeared on the forecast in July of 2014? Are we still planning on issuing it, this leader with associate? If so, do you have any estimated dates on the solicitation?
Sure. Yes, USAID is still planning for a new global human rights LWA. The solicitation release date is now estimated either for the fourth quarter of 15 or the first quarter of 16. And we'll make sure to update the forecast with this related information.
Thank you. For E3 Bureau, the September update had the Higher Education Annual Program Statement. was listed on the Washington forecast, however, did not appear on the January, February, May updates. Is this opportunity the same as the Higher Education Partnerships for Innovation and Impact, which was a request for comments that was released back in March of this, or last month, I guess?
Yes, it is the same opportunity. So HEPII, the March 15th solicitation, is the activity in the recent one, and that is what one should focus on.
Great, thank you. The one final question just on the Washington side of things. Do you have a status update of the Economic Development and Governance Entrepreneurship Project for the E&E Bureau that was listed on previous forecasts but's not in the current one?
It's been removed from the forecast at this time. It currently is not a planned activity. If anything changes in FY16, we'll let you know, but it is no longer a planned activity at this time.
Great, thank you. Just looking at some of the questions that are coming in from folks, we appreciate you guys sending in questions. I know there's a lot of very mission and country-specific questions. We're going to have to take a lot of those back to the field and actually get responses on that. So I don't want you to think that we're ignoring the questions that you guys are submitting in. We're seeing them, and we will get you responses to that. With that, I want to move back to Mandy on a few additional mission questions. Specifically related to Ukraine, I think one of the questions came in, given what's happening in Ukraine, does USAID anticipate adding any additional procurements over the next several months beyond what's listed on the forecast?
At this time, there are no additional procurements planned. The information in the Ukraine forecast is current.
Okay. Staying on Ukraine, regarding the entry mark PCS, Monitoring Evaluation Services, Analytical IQC, the anticipated solicitation date was for 4/30/2015, which is in the past. Do you have any revised dates for that?
We think it will be released on at the end of June, so June 30, 2015.
Okay, perfect. And one of the things folks noticed that Peru is not on the forecast. Do you have any updates on Peru? Do they have any activities that are planned?
USAID Peru is currently in the design phase for a substantial suite of new projects, but has been delayed due to uncertainty of funding. At the present moment, the mission is in the very early stages of design discussions and will include these activities in the forecast in the fourth quarter of this fiscal year or in the first quarter of FY2016 at the very latest.
Thank you. On Nigeria, does USAID have any further details to provide regarding the Nigeria strengthening delivery of malaria case management, IDIQ, and whether the resulting award will be made to one single holder or whether there will be multiple awards made to multiple holders?
It is anticipated that this will be a single award IDIQ, and the solicitation date will be approximately September the 20th, 2015.
Okay. Perfect. Moving on to Jordan, the Serial Census Services has a release date of the program. It's listed October 2016 with an award date of May 2016, so things seem to be a bit backwards there. Can you clarify the anticipated release and award date for this particular program?
Sure. The anticipated release date is late August 2015 with an anticipated award of June 2016.
Thank you. I want to ask maybe just one last question specifically related to Bangladesh. I know they had 18 procurements listed on there. Can you confirm that those are actually that is actually accurate?
The mission has had to reevaluate a number of their programs. So with that in mind, it is no longer planning 8 actions due to FY2015 funding levels. The mission is now working on 9 activities, which are tentatively planned to be issued as cooperative agreements or grants, and this information will be updated in the next iteration of the business forecast.
Thank you. With just a couple minutes left, I want to turn to kind of the last part of this call. We've had a lot of folks give us recommendations on the forecast, and I think definitely appreciate hearing your recommendations and hearing thoughts on how the forecast can be improved. I know during the last call, folks mentioned that it would be great if there was a notification system created for when the business forecast was updated, which we've done, which was great. And I think I looked at it a couple days ago. We have almost 800 people that have signed up for that listserv to get updates on it. And so we appreciate hearing your recommendations on updates. We received a couple of updates that I think we're looking at seeing how we can, or recommendations of changes we can make. And we're looking at making a couple of those. I want to turn to Mark real quick. Mark, one of the things that folks asked if we could consider including a date last updated field so readers could identify when changes had been made. Do you think this is something that we can do?
We're definitely working with CIO and the system developers to see if we can pull that in. So I can't guarantee it. We're hopeful that we'll work out a solution, an automated solution that will be effective in that area.
Great. And one of the other questions came in is, can the name of the incumbent be included on the forecast or at least updated when applicable?
Yes, we have added this feature to the business forecast in the most recent release to include the incumbent name. We're still working on our reach out efforts to COs here in Washington in the field to make sure the most recent changes are being complied with and given the attention they need.
Thank you. And one of the last recommendations that we got is that would it be possible for USAID to include the foreign assistance dashboard activity codes, categories, or objectives in the business forecast? Can you speak to that possibly happening?
The system currently does not capture the FAD activity codes. We are looking into the possibility of adding this feature. In the meantime, we do capture the sectors. We'll work on making sure that the sectors are clearly identified at this time while we're still working through the activity code with our system developers.
Thank you, Mark. I want to just thank everyone for calling in to this call. This is the second time we've ever done this, so hopefully this is a helpful call for you guys. If you have recommendations on ways that we can make this call better and more useful, we'd love to hear that. And like I mentioned earlier in the call, we'll be posting a Q&A for all of the questions that we received on our website, and we'll be notifying folks through the business forecast alert system once it's been updated. We'll also be issuing an updated business forecast hopefully within a week or so. So once again, I want to say thank you for calling in, and we look forward to hearing more from you about how we can improve the business forecast. So thank you.